Jupiter, it's the fifth planet from the sun. It's the biggest planet in the solar system, and it's also called the gas giant. Well, Jupiter is such a big planet, and it's also made of similar materials of the sun. So why couldn't Jupiter just become a star? And could Jupiter eventually become a star in the future? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you on behind the science of stars, the planet Jupiter, and answering the question, could Jupiter become a star? Let's get right into this amazing episode. Let's go! So could Jupiter become a star? It could be in the near future, or it could also be in the past. So was Jupiter, or could Jupiter become a star? Well, to first answer that question and to understand it, we first have to take a deep dive into how stars are formed. You see, stars, every star, including the sun, they all start off as just gas and dust floating in the universe, and they're just floating in outer space. Now, what eventually happens is that gravity starts pulling all these gas and dust and all these particles and matter together. And eventually, it starts getting bigger and bigger. It starts accumulating more and more gas and dust. And eventually, it becomes very big. And that gravitational pull is so strong that it starts fusing together elements inside of the star itself. And that creates all that pressure. And it also creates temperature, high temperatures, heat, radiation, and light. And that's how stars form. They ignite with all of this pressure. It's because it is so big that all of that pressure inside of the elements and everything, it eventually turns into light, radiation, and heat. And that's how our sun was formed too. And that's why we feel hot on Earth today. It's all thanks to the sun. And what goes on inside of the star is really, really interesting because it takes elements such as hydrogen and it fuses them together, turning them into helium. And this entire process is called nuclear fusion. And when this happens, all these atoms and molecules are smushed together because of that, all that energy that's inside of the star. And that creates new elements, and it produces these elements like sort of a factory. It's kind of like a stellar factory. So stars produce all this heat and energy through fusion and all that gravitational pull inside. Now, could Jupiter become a star? Well, Jupiter is just a planet now, but it's not just any planet. It is the biggest planet in the solar system. It is way bigger than Earth. And why can't it be just like the sun? And why wasn't it formed as a star? Well, that's because shortly, Jupiter is not big enough to be a star. So the short answer is no. Jupiter could not ever become a star, and it wasn't a star before, because Jupiter is just a planet, and it is too small to become a star. Such a short answer, no. And that is all because the mass of Jupiter is way less than the sun. And the sun is, even though Jupiter might be the biggest planet in the solar system, the sun is way bigger than Jupiter and has more mass. Mass is how much stuff that's packed into the star. And the mass of the sun is very, very, very high. And that's all thanks to all of the gases and dust that are inside of the sun. But why can't Jupiter be that? Well, since Jupiter is much smaller than the sun, that means that it doesn't have all that energy to do nuclear fusion inside of it. Even though Jupiter is made of similar materials of the sun, it doesn't have enough gravitational pull, it doesn't have enough matter inside of it to become a star. Not even the smallest star. Sometimes scientists think that Jupiter might be a brown dwarf in its prehistoric life, because after the universe formed, Jupiter was just made of all the leftover gas and dust from the solar system forming. But it didn't form into a star. It was something in between called a brown dwarf. And these stars, these can sometimes be even 70 times the size of Jupiter today. So even if Jupiter wanted to become a brown dwarf, it couldn't, because it's just too small. Because Jupiter is, the mass isn't large enough to become a star, and it's just not big enough. So yeah, Jupiter could not become a star. Sadly, we won't wake up one day with two stars in the solar system. It'd be really cool, right? That'd look really, really cool. Well, that is really some amazing science, and it's interesting to think that Jupiter was just so close to becoming a star, but it still wasn't. All right, let's review what we learned in this episode about stars and Jupiter. In this episode, we learned that Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system. It's the fifth planet from the sun, and it's very, very huge. And even though it's the biggest planet in the solar system, it's still not big as the sun. Stars are formed by all of the gas and dust clumping together, and it's because it's so big that the gravitational pull is able to fuse elements together inside. And Jupiter could not become a star, and that is because Jupiter is just too small to become a star and doesn't have enough mass, and it's not big enough to become a star, because the sun, which is a star in our solar system, is way bigger than Jupiter. And even if Jupiter was a brown dwarf, just kind of a stage in between a planet and a star, also referred to as dead stars, Jupiter still couldn't be that, because these brown dwarfs are 70 times the size of Jupiter. So Jupiter is just too small and doesn't have enough mass inside of it to become a star. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Akshajay Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want to answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? Well, grab a parents and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form where you can send me your amazing science questions. I love hearing from you, and sending these amazing science questions will get you featured on an upcoming episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science.